Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Rich Pugh. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Rich Pugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pugh takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it and throws to second for the out. Garrett moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive towards short. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver bunts towards the mound. Blair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Lentz covering, double play. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Poog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Poog hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Carter steals second. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poog scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaver moves to second. One out. Rich Pugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pugh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pugh hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Pugh covering, for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Lentz moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Davis steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck strikes out. one out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crane Poole moves to second. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Dale Murray now pitching. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lentz bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel scores. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Pugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pugh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pugh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Parker covering, for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 3 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.